Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Professor Peter Frankopan. The Earth transformed, an untold history. This has to do with natural resources and exploitation. We no longer cut down huge forests, well, not on purpose. But I learned from Peter's reporting that one cotton shirt requires 2,700 liters of fresh water. I'm stunned, Peter. Is that a factor in the cotton industry? I know they've done a lot of work about blood cotton, but the use of water seems reckless. Is there comment on this generally?
Yeah, I mean, that amount of water, to just under 3,000 liters of fresh water is the equivalent of a person's drinking needs for 2.5 years. And a pair of jeans, it's about three times that amount. The global fashion industry produces around about 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions averaged out. And some projections put it that in the next 20 years, that's going to treble. So I think that my job as an educator and as a professor is to give people more knowledge than perhaps they had beforehand and to let them make their own decisions about how they use that. But I hadn't realized the level of waste, for example, around food. So we waste globally around 930 million tons of perfectly edible food that if you put that all in 40-ton trucks would stretch around the world seven times around, 231 million trucks. So There are 23 million trucks would stretch around the world seven times round. So the wastage that we go through because of the way we make things, the way we discard things, the way we throw things away, looks to me totally unsustainable. And of course, we individually we're quite good. I think no one really opens the window of their car and chucks trash out onto the sidewalk. No one deliberately throws food away from their fridge because they can't be bothered. You know, but the way in which we don't realize what those cycles of intensive farming, or why do we need to the fruit that we eat to look perfect rather than being slightly crooked? There's expectations we have around what perfection means that here in the UK, a report that came out last week shows that farms in the UK destroy the equivalent of 18 million meals every day. And we have in the UK, just like you have in the US, about 20% of our population who are under the age of 18 living in conditions that are benchmarked by the United Nations as poverty. So our ability to be more efficient, to not waste stuff, to be able to understand how the things that we make, how they're made. You know, there are 20,000 plastic bottles are sold per second with sodas in them. That perhaps there are ways in which we can modify very slightly the way we live that would be economically fruitful as well as being more beneficial. But to be able to do that, you need to have a good education that explains to you where stuff comes from and what its consequences are.
If your book was a novel, I would say this is the point where we learn that our advanced trade in civilization is brittle and we're about to watch a breakdown. But it's not a novel. It's an observation. Do you hear the message that you've provided and explicated being echoed and heard on media these days? You started as a child watching Concern About Acid Rain. Do you hear it today, Peter?
Yes, and I'm pragmatic and I'm optimistic. I mean, I do lots of work at the moment with climate scientists and innovation and technologies around things that will make our world much better than we think. But I suppose one of the morals of the book, and as my role as a job as a historian, is to say the first thing you said, John, when you introduced me, is you've got to be lucky. And the problem about being lucky is you've got to be lucky all the time. And if you're unlucky, then you're in the wrong place in the wrong time, and things can go very badly wrong. And unfortunately, those dividends are not shared equally. And it always hits the people who are most vulnerable and least able to cope first and hardest. And from that flow a series of consequences that will be different in every different corner of the world, in every different state. So it's about trying to work out what those might be and how to prepare for them, and also how to build up that we maximize the opportunities so we do the best we possibly can.
Peter Frankopan, The Earth Transformed, An Untold Story. Highly recommended. I'm John Batchelor.
Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure. Thank you, John, for talking to me.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.